Terrorists strike at the heart of Christian parents in Nigeria. Protests mar the first week of school in Haiti. And a team launches into new ministry from their brand new studios in Mozambique. We'll tell you all about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christian students were specifically targeted by Islamists in what some say was a retaliatory attack in Nigeria. The massacre killed up to 30 students at Federal Polytechnic College in the city of Mubi in northeast Nigeria. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes describes the attack.
Certain students were called out and attacked, but Open Door sources in the area have notified us that the people who were attacking were allegedly members of Boko Haram and also allegedly separated Christians from Muslim students and attacked the Christian students there.
Was it retaliation? Fuente says some are claiming that.
Police actually went through these halls and arrested 156 members who they believe are members of Boko Haram who are actually in the school.
Christians are discussing security and what to do to protect themselves. Pray members of Boko Haram will come to Christ. Support Open Doors' work through a link at our website. Next, human rights watchdog group Amnesty International reports the lawyer who represented Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani was recently incarcerated. They're calling on Iran to release him immediately and overturn his 9-year sentence. The attorney is being kept in the same prison where he was tortured and placed in solitary confinement 3 years ago. Ask God to protect him and pray for his release. Find more about the story at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Protesters marched at the beginning of this week in Haiti, angry over rising prices. That was the backdrop for the first week of school. Baptist Haiti Missions Field Director Rob Baker says they're feeling it through their school's feeding programs.
This year, we're not only assisting the schools associated with the mission, but we're also assisting probably close to 30 other schools.
Baker notes that it's ruin compounded by poverty.
Many of our schools were already suffering because last year some of the parents were not able to pay tuition. So it's just going to be an extremely difficult year this year.
Child sponsorships help a lot. Gospel outreach yields a growing church body and more training.
That also makes a great strain on the churches because many times people are coming to the church to find help financially or materially for their living and existence as well.
They need prayer and financial support, and you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, what happens when missionaries see a need for more than the gospel in areas they serve? Unreached communities often lack sanitation and medical resources.
We see a lot of poverty. We see a lack of understanding of health.
That's when community health evangelism shows missionaries how to combine outreach efforts with health programs. An Operation Mobilization team leader says his training helps their ministry in Nepal. Pray that God shows them how to support the local church.
The church in Nepal is exploding in numbers. We really need to help and assist the church in really discipling these new believers.
OM Nepal works with churches in discipleship, training, orality, and youth programs. Right now, they're gearing up for the winter outreach program.
How we can really empower them, that's a huge prayer request for us.
About 150 Nepali believers will share their faith in unreached areas of Nepal. Ask God to give them boldness. Pray for guidance and wisdom for the OM Nepal team. And what do you get with a cow, guests, the Bible, and prayer? You get the dedication party of the new Crown Victory Studio in Shai Shai, Mozambique. Sunday ceremony was the culmination of a 2-year building project supported by Audio Scripture Ministries. The team's already put the facilities to use. Not only have they done a Bible distribution, but they're also recording another audio Bible for an unreached people group in North Mozambique. Keep praying for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a ways away, but have you started thinking about how you're going to celebrate? How about with a 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Christ brings us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.